We're going to deal with the subject of health again. I have come to a better grip to some things about health. You may write in your note, opening the flow of health in the body of Christ. Opening the flow of health in the body of Christ. And then I have a lot of notes that, in listening to my dad, he says that you can preach something, but you need to preach it over and over and over again so people can have faith for it. So the question must be written down somewhere where you can read it. Do you have faith for divine health? Do you have faith for divine health? It may be praying, we may be saying something, but have you spent enough time in the Word to have faith for divine health? And that's what I want to bring you to that point, that we'll start having manifestation all over the world. I think a good scripture to look at now as it's coming up in my spirit is Matthew 4:4, where Jesus talks about two types of feeding. He says, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word, and I like this next word, that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So there's two types of feeding there, and we have talked about both. You have to feed on the Word of God, and you have to feed your body properly in order to maintain health. And so you must continuously to ask your question, do I have faith for divine health? And I want to read a letter. I'll read this letter over and over again. A man and a woman both come, and their daughter, all three, was overweight, and they had health issues. I think he was on 9 medicine. She was on 7. And here's the letter. As I sit here today to write this letter to you, my heart is filled with joy and thanksgiving to God for you, Mom Thompson, the first family, and the team that God has surrounded you with. In September 2019, my husband and I, along with our 19-year-old daughter, made a decision to become members of Word of Life Christian Center. At that time, my husband and I had serious health challenges. When we arrived at Word of Life, I would have to drop my husband at the front door of the church because the walk from the parking lot to the church was too much for him. All three of us were overweight, and it was affecting our bodies. My husband was on 9 medications, and I was on 7 medications. We began to hear the word concerning health and realized that we were sick and overweight because our soul were in prison in that area. As we committed to change, the Holy Spirit got involved in our hearts and mind and graced us to make the necessary changes we needed to make according to the word that was coming out of your mouth. I could go on and on with the many manifestations we have experienced in this last year of being connected to Word of Life Christian Center, but I won't. What I will say is that my husband has gone from 9 medication a day to 3 medication at a reduced dosage. He has lost 110 pounds. He's able to cycle on a stationary bike 4 miles and walk 1 mile. I have gone from 7 medication to 1 aspirin a day and have lost 52 pounds. I'm also exercising 5 days a week. My daughter has lost 60 pounds. We are all eating healthy and are no longer unconscious where our soul, health, and wealth are concerned. We are on the path to our healthy and wealthy place. Glory to God. Thank you, Apostle, for allowing the Lord to use you to save our family and many others from an early grave. Powerful, man. So this is the type of action and this kind of stirring I have in me. In Exodus chapter 23, will you turn your Bible or pluck your computer over to that text? Exodus chapter 23, verse 24. Father, we ask that the anointing will rest upon these who are tuned in today. Their bodies belong to you. You want them to live a long, satisfied life without pain and hurt and fear. And even with this COVID going on, Lord, I pray that you cover them, that this word become a weapon for them to know that you got them covered and protected. We plead the blood of Jesus over them now in Jesus' name. Now, in Exodus chapter 23, I want to read from the 24th verse. Exodus 23:24, thou shalt not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but thou shalt utterly overthrow them and quite break down their images. The 25th verse said, you shall serve the Lord, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. Now the end of verse 25, in verse 25, I want you to read it with me. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Read that. Say it out loud. And I will take, the Lord is taking sickness away from the midst of me. Always personalize the scripture. The Lord is taking sickness from the midst of me. And then verse 26 says, thou shalt nothing cast thy young, nor be barren in thy land. Now notice, I want you to read the end of verse 26 with me. The numbers of my days God will fulfill. The number of my days God will fulfill. I want you to take note of that. Then turn over to Jeremiah chapter 30. And we're going to see something else there that I think we should have as we start giving this outline out to you. Jeremiah chapter 30, verses 16 and 17. Jeremiah 30, 16 and 17. Therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured. Verse 16. And all thy adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be espoiled. And all that prey upon thee will I give for prey. Now look at verse 17. For I will what? Restore health. For I will restore health. Now on the line restored, restoration of health comes to the body of Christ. Restoration of health come to my body. Just say what I say. Restoration of health, divine health comes to my body. I want you to see that. For God is not a man that he should lie. He said he can make it good. So here's what he said, for I will restore health unto thee. Jesus dying on the cross was the way God was restoring health to us. And I will heal thee of thy wound, said the Lord, because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Every time I read that verse, I think about the disgrace that is on the church with sickness and disease, when Jesus have died to pay for us to be well and healthy and live a long life. And I know there are a lot of good people who are sick in the body of Christ, who really love God, people who pray, people who read their Bible, people who are living right, but they're still sick. And it's my job as an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ to just keep digging the word up that faith can come and that you have real faith to walk in the health that God wants you to walk in. A lot of things we have accepted because we didn't have enough insight in the word. But here he says again now, for I will restore health unto thee and I will heal thee. So notice the word restore, notice the word help, notice the word will heal. It's important when you're reading the scripture to see those words, to see what God said he would do. The flow of health has been shut down, thinking that it's not possible. Why? Wrong information. We need to look to our God. Each condition that you're dealing with now, those of you who listen to me, each condition you're dealing with now, God, there's no such thing as incurable. There's no such thing as impossible. There's no such thing as I've been having this too long. There's no such thing that this run through my family. Well, run out of it with the word. Don't take stuff that, see, you're told scientifically that certain things run in your family. Science don't know enough to get you out, but God do. And that's why he got me here as his servant to minister to you. I will give you some principles. I'm going over some notes I've been having. I've taught it once, because most of my notes I don't teach them on once. But I'll begin to give you some principles today. It is no doubt in my mind that God wants the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, living in the healthy position he has provided for them in Christ. Now, you're hearing this, but I want you to hear this where your faith can connect to John 19:30. I think it's John 19:30, where Jesus says, "Finish, for your health is already finished." And I want you to be able to connect your faith, but you're going to have enough word in you and enough truth in you to connect to that. John 19:30, that's why he said it is finished. It is finished. So your health is a finished product. Say that. My health is a finished product. Now, I know you might sound like you're lying. We've gone through so much, but don't worry about that. It's your faith talking. It's not your flesh talking, all right? I want you to say that. My health is a finished product. My health is a finished blessing. And often you think about that, say that, because your faith is not in facts. Your faith is in truth. Your faith is in the finished work of Christ. It's already done. Your health and your healing is already done. It's already paid for. Are you following me? So I want you to see that, because we are sometimes so scripturalized. We know scriptures, but we have not built a faith in that scripture as we should, because I think the enemy fooled us to look for everything instantly. But you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you may receive the promise. So you go over and over again. Thank God for it again. Thank God for it again. Thank God for it again. Even if your mind giving you trouble, your heart gonna overrule your mind. You might have doubt in your head and faith in your heart. Faith in your heart will win every time, okay? So once you ask God for something, what 1 John 5:14 says and 15, this is the confidence we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears. And if we know he hears, we know we have the petition that we desire of him. For your health, you're not going to die ahead of time. For your health, I just want you to listen at this time when I come on and just build your faith, build your faith, build your faith. I'm going to give you some principles to build your faith. I want you to flow with me. The flow of health has been shut down, thinking that it's not possible. So when you go to your doctor and you go to all the scientific information, sometimes we believe this is the only route. But by revelation, now the Lord sent me here. This is just a drop in. I wasn't here to do that. I had to grab a shirt out the back in my closet to come out here and start ministering. So let me give it with the first principle. See, can you see something in here? Suffering. Oh, my God. Suffering. Sadness. Substitutes. Sickness. And the next word I'm going to say is a scary word, but actually many in the body of Christ are committing this. And suicide must be stopped by coming in the revelation about hell. It's almost suicide the way some Christians who really love God have given their life to God and yet don't know their health. Their health. You listening? Health is knocking on your door right now. That's why I'm out here. I don't care what your condition is. I don't care if you're in the bed. I don't care if you can't walk. I don't care if you can't talk. I don't care what it is. help is knocking on your door right now. The spirit of help, the Holy Spirit of help. Look at Jesus' ministry. Look at Acts 10:38. Turn there with me, please. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good. Now notice healing. Notice all who was oppressed of the devil. Now he tell us three or four things that all can be healed, and all who are not healed are oppressed by the devil. So the suffering got to stop. Now I'm going to read this again, and it's going to be shocking to you what happened at the end of this principle God gave me. But I want you to hear it, because I'm here to build your faith for healing and then build your faith for help. Suffering, sadness, substitutes, sicknesses, and suicide must be stopped by uncommon knowledge in the church. Uncommon knowledge is knowledge. Oh, I want to pray in tongue now. I'm trying to hold back. It's knowledge that is not common. Today, we come in the presence of knowledge that is not common. You're not going to find it in a lab. It's a rim. It's a rim of help. Oh, yeah, thank you, Lord. It's a rim of help that God wants you to walk in. His supernatural, divine, nothing impossible help. He wants you to walk in. Now, I'm saying all these things for your faith. Your faith is hearing what I'm saying. Supernatural, divine help. God wants you to walk in. Now, we've killed a generational gap, and all that sickness people inherit. We ain't inherit no sickness. This body need to be healthy to carry God's word, carry God's spirit. The prayer in Ephesians 1, 15 through 23 pulls out three things: your calling, your inheritance, and your power. I want you to pray that prayer, Ephesians 1, 15 through 23. I want you to pray that prayer in the territory of your health, and you're going to discover wisdom, revelation, knowledge, understanding, the exceeding greatness of his power, and over all the principalities, powers, and demonic powers over people's body, you're going to know how to overcome all those things. Now, the next thing we want to deal with is time to step in the wisdom of health and walk in it. Write that down. It's time to step into the wisdom of health and walk in it. Let's turn to Psalm 37 for a minute. Psalm 37. You take these principles, go over them, and over them again, and they will be a blessing to you. In Psalm 37, verse 23. Psalm 37, verse 23. The steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord, and he's delighted in his way. 24th verse said, though he fall, he should not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. 25th verse says, and I've been young, and now am I old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And 26 says, he's ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Now listen, we're talking about here, it's time to step in the wisdom of health and walk in it. Now, the Bible says, I think it's Galatians 5:7, we walk by faith and not by sight. Then the Bible says, in this health issue and healing issue, we need to be led by the Spirit, Romans 8:14. Led by the Spirit into your health. Led by the Spirit into your healing. You can do this because you're a child of God. You got the living Spirit on the inside of you. Your body should not rule. Let me tell you something about your body. Let me tell you something about your body and your soul and your spirit. Your spirit is God consciousness. Your soul is self-consciousness. And your body is world consciousness. So to use your faith properly here, you're going to have to be in your spirit. All right? And then once your spirit take over, it'll take over your soul, self-consciousness, it'll take over world consciousness. Here's what have happened to most people's health. Their soul, their body, and Satan has come together. Christian. See, soul is self-consciousness. The body is worldly conscious. Self-consciousness plus worldly consciousness produce satanic consciousness. So your conscious level of health has to be risen. I don't care what side you are. I ain't talking about all that now. You're going to learn that you got to eat right and do that. But just get the devil off your back. Well, once you get him off your back and get your soul straight, you're going to get everything else straight because you want to live right. You want what God wants you to have. So we're not talking about that. It's time to step in the wisdom of health and walk in it. Now, I want you to get them two words, wisdom and walk. From this day forward, I want you to know that you call by God to have wisdom about your health, that God wants you to healthy, and then walk in it. Now, your faith going to take over. God is going to take over. I don't care if you're high blood pressure, diabetes. I don't care what it is. God, your heart condition, I don't care what it is. God can handle it. But I want you to say it's time for me to step in the wisdom of my health and to walk in my health. Now, I'm having you saying these things for a reason because it's not going to happen without faith. The Bible says, search the scripture for any of them you think you have health. I put the word health in there, but they testify of me. Okay, so you're going to have faith. You know what Hebrews 11:6 says? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we're seeking him. In the process of seeking him, our help will manifest. Anytime you study the word like we're doing now and seeking the word and preaching and listening at the word, is seeking him, all right? Now, the revelation, I just said some things to you, but the revelation of health is threefold. Your spirit, your soul, and your body has to be involved. That's why we come to these grand scriptures that we have come over and over again. Romans 12, 1 through 3. Those are health voices. He first tells you to present your body by the mercies of God. Present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is reasonable service. You see it in verse 1. Verse 2, now, any sickness in your body is a conforming to the world system. Romans 12 and 2. Some way, as a child of God, you have conformed to some natural way or some satanic way or some given up way in your body. Somebody told you about your family. Somebody told you about your age. Somebody told you about your weight. Somebody told you about the color of your skin. Somebody told you some foolishness that you sell it for some disease. Don't let that happen to you anymore. Don't let that happen. Romans 12, 2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. So today, transformation take place in your body. Because transformation is taking place in your mind. Transformation is taking place in your conviction. Transformation is taking place in your conscience. Transformation is taking place in your will. Transformation is taking place in your imagination. I want you to see yourself well. I want you to see, I don't know how many medications you may be on, but I just read you the man was on 9. This letter is pretty, they're still on it. He might be off all of them now. Lost 110 pounds. I watched him. I watched his wife. They just sat there and listened. Had another lady, her kids, she was headed to death. I saw her kids. But by following an eating plan and turning it over to the grace of God, She's healthy and well. She's on no medication. She was on medication too. It's case after case after case. There's a man in this church. The doctors want to pull everything loose on him some years ago. His wife said, let it stay on him a while. We stayed in prayer, and God rolled him up from the dead. And he's still in the church today. His wife wouldn't give up. And he's a walking miracle. I was at there. Doctors of all ages came in the room while I was there. They were shocked. And they said, it must be somebody else. It wasn't us. I walked down the hall with a doctor. And that doctor said, we never seen nothing like that. So what I'm saying is I'm bringing all this in, and I feel anointing coming now. I'm bringing all this in to let you know that God is working on your case. But you're going to have faith for healing and faith for help to keep the health after the healing comes. To continue to listen. All right. Now, when Romans 12:3, sometime teaching on faith can make us high-minded. What are you saying? Saying you got faith and don't have help, somebody lying. You are God. You see, so that's why that verse warns us that God gives to every man, Romans 12:3, the measure of faith. And then the Bible talks about ever increasing faith. The Bible talks about exceeding growing faith. But if you think you have it and you're accepting something that don't go along with it, you're fooling yourself. See, your faith has not come to its capacity if you don't have your health. I don't care how many scriptures you know. I don't care how many scriptures you can quote. If you don't have your health, your faith has not reached its full potential. Now, I'm looking at some of y'all. Wave your hand at me if you hear that. Your faith has not received its full potential. And there's nothing to be guilty about. There's nothing to be condemned about. Let me give you a little interstate look at that. Turn to two scriptures. I'm going to give you an interstate look at it. Turn to two scriptures with me. John 6:63 and Romans 8:2. I wish I could get you there today. John 6:63 and Romans 8:2. I wish I can get your help on this expressway as it's coming up in my heart right now to tell you. It is the spirit that quickens it. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, listen to you, say to me. Not to the crowd, to you, God speaking to, say God speaking to me right now. God, say God speaking to my health right now. See, your faith catch a hold of it. So you see the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Or the words that I speak to you, they are healing and they are health. But I got to speak them to you now. It's not a vastness of just having an auditorium or just being in. On this line, I think I saw just now 680 people on the line. It's not just the crowd. It's the word that you spend enough time that the word speak to you. All right? You got to get this 663 because once you get this John 6:63, you go to Romans 8:2, you're going to shout. See, John 6:63 is talking about what I've learned as a minister and studying the word. A rhema word. In other words, it's a word with revelation and life for me and my situation. A live word. It's a living word. It's a word that is activated. Remember now, somebody in these meetings, it may not happen today. It may not happen tomorrow. It may not happen next week. But you got to keep working these same principles I'm teaching you, and it got to come. It came for that man, came for his wife, came for his daughter, and I got many more testimonies since I started teaching on health. And you all know I was teaching on health for this pandemic. I was ahead of it. God sent me ahead of the thing that y'all can have your money and have wisdom about your health. Y'all know I'm telling the truth if y'all been following me any time. All right? Now, look at Romans 8:2 now. Look at Romans 8:2. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. The law of the spirit of life is healing and health. The law of sin and death is sickness, death, and diseases. See, but the word and your faith in the finished work of Christ, back to John 19:30, in the finished work of Christ, what do you mean by it finished? It means that your health is already finished. What? What? It means that your healthy place is already in place. It means, look at this girl's surrender. This girl was in a condition that you almost couldn't believe. Then Luke 1:30, 34 through 38, Mary. I had one time a young man come talk to me and my oldest son. We was in the office counseling him. And he's told us his girlfriend was pregnant, but she never had a man. So my son looked at me, because we know you can't get pregnant. A woman can't get pregnant without having a man. She just didn't have him. So I sat there. I sat back in my chair. I said, "What? Say that again." He said, "My girlfriend pregnant, but we never had no sex, so she never had a man." Now, y'all know that's not possible. But yeah, this girl Mary, it actually happened to her. And Mary was asking, you put in your note, because you've been sick a long time, or your family been sick a long time. There's a question I want to render here, and I want to rip it. I want to rip this question. How can these things be? How can I receive my health now? All these years I've been going to the doctor, I'm on medication. How can I receive? All right. She asked, how can these things be? And the angel ministered to her. And then the angel said to her in Luke 1:37, with God, all things are possible. Look at verse 38. I wish somebody would go with me. Luke 1:38. Look what she did. She surrendered her will, her way, and everything to God. She said, she surrendered. Be it unto me according to thy word. I wish you all were surrendering, all of y'all surrender today. Why God sent me out here with his word. Be it unto me according, be unto me according to God's word. Because you know what he says in the, oh man, Psalm 107, verse 20, look at it. Oh my God, he sent his word to heal them. Didn't it? Is that? One translation says he sent his word to deliver them from an early grave. Wow. Wow, that's powerful. So you need to understand that. Now I'm about to say something I never said before. I want you to hear it. Your health is a part of God's sanctifying process. Your health is a part of God setting you apart for advertisement to sinners and to other sick Christians that they can be well. Health, there's a sanctification of health for your body. The word sanctification, we're talking about supernatural sanctification, where God sets your body apart for his health, no matter what condition your lungs in or any of your organ, because we have healing. You listening? Are you listening? But we also have creating. God can't only heal your body, but he can create your body into health. Are you listening? So no matter how long the condition been, no matter how bad it is, we're talking about a God who can create miracles. We're talking about health miracles. Say health miracles. Comes to me today. Health miracles coming into my body right now. Health miracles cometh into my family right now. Now, Once you say that, now I'm speaking about divine inspiration. Once you say that, I don't know if I ever said that before. Once you say that, now all the angels that were talking to Mary, because I believe there's a thousand, probably a million of healing angels. I think there's thousands and thousands of health angels, and they've been waiting on this assignment that we just given them a few seconds ago. They're working on our case, all right? Just like the angel work on that divine birth, they're going to work on your divine health, because we're talking about divine health. Now, put in your note, 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24, because I just got the revelation set in here that health is a part of God's sanctifying process. See, your spirit, your soul, and your body being sanctified include health. In other words, God set your body aside for him in a healthy place. Amen? All right, now, Hebrews 4:12 must come into this operation. Let's call this a health operation. I want you to call your own name and say, this is my health operation. All right? And the medicine we're going to use, because it said God's word is medicine, right, is Hebrews 4:12. Because once you get your spirit, soul, and body separated with the word of God, they can now go into sanctification, which is one part of it, is having a healthy body, a healthy spirit, and a healthy soul. Can you see it? Are you looking at it? See, so supernatural health cometh to my body today. Say it. Supernatural health cometh to my body today. Say this. Supernatural faith cometh to me today for my health. My health cometh from the Lord. My health cometh through the word of God, which produce a grace and a mercy and a possibility that cannot be stopped. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, Hebrews 4:12, you got it? You're being operated on today by the word of God. You are on God's health operating table. All right? Go ahead and receive it now. Now, your health, now get this. God is my father. God is my friend. And I'm in partnership with God. I see people think that's too much intimacy. But no, God is my friend. And he don't want me sick. He don't want me broke. He don't want me sad. I want you to look with me at this thought. Your health is based on living in divine partnership with God. Turn to Psalm 139:14. And 3 John 2. These two verses dance like John 6:63 and Romans 8:2 just danced for you. I want you to go over those verses because they're dancing together. They're producing together a supernatural format for your health. But here we got in Psalm 139:14 and 3 John 2, a divine dance about your health. Then Psalm 139 says, we were fearfully and wonderfully made, marvelous of thy work. Then at the end of that verse, he says what? My what? Soul knows right well. So if my soul don't know right well, then I don't know it. Then you go over in 3 John 2, he said, beloved, I wish above all things you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. So my soul has something to do with my health. Now, my soul, now listen very carefully. My soul can be run from the outside or the inside. My soul can be spiritually run, or my soul can be with satanic information run. My soul can be run by science, or my soul can be run by the spirit. There's a lot of thought come up in our head. We didn't even think about it. That's Satan shooting those thoughts at you. And everybody got that. Apostle got that. Thoughts just come flying out. Where'd that come from? And then you where did that come from? You mad and don't know what you're mad about. Just because that's Satan from the outside. He's trying to take control of your soul. You have to learn how to let the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, feed your divine nature, feed your born-again spirit, and then your born-again spirit feeds your soul, then your soul feeds your body. And I tell you right then, ain't no sickness going to be able to stay in there. See, it's all these, the pain in the body, the predicament that people have said that you're in. You put up with it, and I'm going to use a word that I pray that the Holy Spirit will investigate and instill in your life. Stop patching your body up. Patching, like a patch. Like, you know, you got a dress or a pair of pants that bust and you put a patch on them. That's what we've been doing in our body. God said he tired of y'all patching his body up. All right? He wants you to believe him. To believe him. And stay believing him. Do what you got to do now to maintain. But listen to the Spirit of God and get divine direction. Are you understand what I'm saying? You out there, are you understand what I'm saying? Those two voices, I want you to meditate. Psalm 139:14 and John 2. Your health is living in divine partnership with God. Now I'm going to hit you with a lot of stuff right now. That I was just between point 4 and point 5, the Lord hit me with this. Sickness and disease, suffering and death have been a disgrace to the grace in my life. Right? Let me shut it down. Open your mind, open your heart to absolute truth. Stopping the enemy from running on my plan of health and long satisfied life for you. Stopping the enemy from running, R-A-I-N-I-N-G, on my plan of health. And write down Jeremiah 29:11. Let me reveal to you the revelation of health, the wisdom of health, the knowledge of health, the calling, the inheritance and power of health. Let me give you that again now, because I'm reading these notes. God told me I pull them notes out. He said, go out there and teach it. Let me renew to you the revelation of health. Say, revelation of health. The wisdom of health. Say, the wisdom of health. See, I'm trying to get it down in you. The wisdom of health. The knowledge of health. Say, knowledge of health. And say, the calling to my health. And health is my inheritance. Now, the next thing he said to me, the glory of health is flowing, focus, and get in the flow. The glory of health is flowing, focus, and get in the flow. All right? The faith of the glory of health is knocking in the body of Christ. In other words, faith for health. We for many years just have faith for healing, but now we know another aspect. Health is keeping faith of health. Health is eating healthy food. Health is exercising, taking care of your body, sleeping properly, keeping yourself out of gossip, being slow to speak, swift to hear, slow to anger. All that has to do with your health. I mean, there's a lot of stuff, but it had to do with your health, because the devil sure will send somebody to upset you, wouldn't he? Oh, yeah, he'll send somebody to your house, ring the doorbell. Got the wrong address, still get you upset. So all of those things have to do with your health, being slow to speak, swift to hear, slow to anger. Watch what you see. Watch what you think. Watch how you're stepping. Keep gossip out of your mouth. Stay sanctified. Every time you mess up, say, Lord, I repent. Now just, you're going to quit. You're going to quit. You're going to get tired of repenting. Lord, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. You quit. I know that's how I quit. I got tired of repenting. I said, oh, Jesus, every 5 minutes I'm repenting. Because there's always something trying to draw you from your sanctification. All right? He also said, the glory of health is flowing, focus, and get in the flow. The fate of the glory of health is knocking in the body of Christ. And then the question was asked, do you want to be in the number? Because many are about to receive instruction, direction, malfection, correction in the body, and give me glory and honor all over the world. Got people online all over the world. They're about to receive it. All right? Now, let's go back. Let's go to number five. I got a few more minutes left. Right now, you're being taught by the Spirit the secrets of good health. What? Now, I'm going to ask two questions now. Turn to Psalm 103. Because these questions are very important. I'm going to repeat that, and I want a check. I want the Holy Spirit to get a check on you right now. Right now, say right now, I'm being taught by the Spirit the secret of good health. Say it. Right now, I'm being taught by the Spirit the secrets of good health. Now, here's the test. You ready to pass the test? What is your attitude about this? And what is your gratitude about this moment in your life? Now look with me in Psalm 103 and look at the first three verses. Bless the Lord, all my soul. Bless his holy name. Watch this now. Bless the Lord, verse 2. Bless the Lord, all my soul. And forget not all what? His what? Benefits. Benefits. Say benefits three times. All right. Health. My health. Ooh, I want you to say this. My health is a divine benefit from God. Say it. My health is a divine benefit from God. I don't care what condition you're in now. I'm not talking about that now. We're above that. We're above that now. The word of God have taken us above that. I don't care what pain, what you're feeling. The word of God have taken you above that. Your health miracle is working in your body right now. Say, my health miracle is taking place in my body right now. I see some of y'all on screen. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all just looking. Move them lips so I can see it. I see some of y'all ain't saying nothing. Just sitting there. I let the screen frozen. The screen frozen, boy, come tell me the screen frozen. Is it these people frozen or the screen frozen? My health benefit, my miracle of health is taking place in my life right now. See, some of y'all scared to say it. Look, but say it, God dog it. You're getting your faith in the place. I don't know how long you've been putting up with what's in your body. I don't care. God sent me out here to minister to you that your faith. Watch what I'm saying. Watch this statement. Oh my God, that your faith can take place. That your faith can take place in your body. Demon cannot stop it. Satan cannot stop it. The system cannot stop it. COVID cannot stop it. Nothing can stop it. Nothing can stop the word of God. God love you. Listen to me, child. God loves you. God wants you healthy. God wants you healthy and wealthy. But God wants you healthy. Right now I'm talking about your health. God wants you healthy. Stop being complacent when you're being taught and ministered like this. Your attitude and your gratitude got something to do with this. You got to recognize you're not just in a church service. You got to recognize God sent an apostle to minister to you for your health today. Are you following me? Now, Look at the rest of this verse. Look at the third verse in Psalm 103. Who forgive all my iniquity. Who healeth, second point. Who healeth what? What did it say? Who healeth what? How much? How many? How much? All my diseases. Then he protect you. After he do it, he protect you. I haven't turned into it in my voice, in the Bible, I haven't turned to it because I almost got it in my memory. But he delivered my life from destruction. Otherwise, you ain't going back into that. Huh? He delivered my life from destruction. In other words, once you understand this, like we're talking about it, yes, you may be attacked again, but there's nothing wrong with it. I'll be attacked too. Nothing wrong with being attacked if you know how to act on the word, act in your faith. The same way you got rid of it the first time, you're going to get rid of it this time. Are you seeing me? So he delivered my life from destruction. Sickness and disease, they are destructive ways Satan is trying to get back at God through his sons and daughters. That's what sickness and disease is Satan trying to attack God. Now, we're not going to help Satan attack God. So I need for you to hear these type of statements. If I want you to fight. Paul said, fight the good fight of faith. You got to fight. It's a faith fight, but it's a finished fight. You already won. Let me show you how you already won. I'm going to show you a secret. In Ephesians 6:12, it gives a lineup of principalities, spiritual wickedness, rulers in high places. Then we're going to come back to Psalm. In Ephesians 6:12. But in Ephesians 1, it tells us they're all already whipped. When you're praying that prayer in Ephesians 1, you're going to see the exceeding greatness of his power, and God have exalted him far above all principality, power, etc. Demon, darkness, name, dominion. So in Ephesians 12, it's just showing you how to fight. But the wrestling doesn't mean that you got an equal opponent. Satan not an equal opponent to you because you're a new creature. You got the blood of Jesus. You got the sword of the Spirit. You got the shield of faith. You got salvation. You got the gospel. You got the truth. You got all of these things. You got prayer. You got all of these dynamic weapons that God have given you. Put on the whole armor of God. That's why Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, my brother, finally, my sister, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. You got all these weapons. Let me tell you something. You got all this provision. You got Christ. You listening? You got the cross. You got the blood. You writing them? Let me go slower. You got Christ. Number one. These are your provision. You got the cross. You have the blood. You have the finished work of Christ. You have the ascension. Jesus went back to glory. Okay? You have the seated position. We seated with him, right? He sat right beside the Father, right? You have the sending of the Holy Spirit. All of those provisions are yours to use. And you're still going to be sick? You see what I'm saying? This is no game. This is not just a class you're going through. That third verse said, he satisfied my mouth with good things. Psalm 103, satisfied my mouth with good things so that he can renew my youth like the eagle. Well, if my youth going to be renewed like the eagle, I must not going to be sick. Jesus Christ. All right, let me hurry. The remnant has already begun. Will you be a part? Or rebel with satanic and worldly excuses. Never make fun of this message and never discuss it negatively. For God is quite pleased with it. God loves us. God loves his children. Y'all know God loves us. Don't find yourself fighting against God and what he wants to happen to his children. Look quickly in Isaiah 58. I'm going to close. And I'll come back. I'll drop in. And I may set some weeks just to teach you weeks after weeks. I want to make sure you get it. Look with me at Isaiah 58 and 8. Isaiah 58 and 8. Show me again how many on the line. You boys back there, show me how many on the line. Can y'all hear me back there? Go tell them, show me how many online. Oh, I got it. I got it to do. 694. I'm looking at it. That's over 1,000 people there. Because there's more than one person looking at one place. The eighth verse says, then should our light break forth as the morning. Health, your health is part, you listening? Of your light. This message is so important during this pandemic. Now I want y'all every morning to read the 91st Psalm. And then if you got translation, I want you to read it in the Passion Bible also. When I put my foot on the floor in the morning, sit inside my bed, I grab my Bible. I don't grab my iPhone, I grab my Bible. I read the 91st Psalm and I personalize it. And then I read it in the Passion Bible out loud every day. That's my vaccination. Then shall our light break forth as the morning, and our health shall spring forth what? Say the word. I'm going to see your lip. Speedily. 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 And our righteousness shall go before thee. You see, there's a connection between your health and your righteousness. The glory and the glory of God is connected to your health. Shall be thy reward. So the glory of God, righteousness, light, all are connected to my health. How many see it? All right, I'm going to give you this. Because I'm going to leave you something to work with till I come back. Y'all get online and go over this thing over and over again. You think you heard everything I say, but you didn't? Now, here's, in this last statement, is setting you up for your homework. Here, I'm going to read it to you, and then I'm going to give you the scripture how to do it. Let me keep showing you the path of health. And turn you back on and up. In other words, your health is being turned on. Nobody can stop it. Satan can't stop it. Go to Proverbs. Let's read this last scripture. Go to Proverbs chapter 4. And don't be familiar with it. You know, somebody gets so familiar. There's so many Christians familiar with scripture, just as sick as a dog who don't have a master. I just had to say it that way to make somebody mad. You know what I'm saying? Because I want y'all to fight. I want y'all to fight. God loves you so much. I love you. That's why I'm here. And God has signed me. My life is for helping people. It's been like that for 48 years. Look at Proverbs 4:18. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto that perfect day. We just read in Isaiah that health is a divine light. Verse 19, the way of the wicked is darkness. They do not know what they know not at what they stumble, at what they stumble. See, and that's the way it's been in the body of Christ. We've been stumbling in his health factor. Because nobody never told us nothing about eating. Now I know two men or three men. Kenny Copeland, eat right. Creflo Dollar, Ed Wright, and Dr. Colbert is a medical doctor, but he teaches people about healthy guts, and he teaches them about eating right. So many erroneous things have come out the system and pretend they're right, but they're not right. All right, so now this is your homework. Verse 20, Proverbs 4:20. My son, my daughter, my children, my child, attend to my words. You remember what Psalm 107, verse 20 said? He sent his word to heal us, right? Incline thy, now look what he said. Incline thy ear unto my saying. Incline, what does the word incline mean? Incline. What incline mean, Montreal? Incline. I know it's not just passing by, I know that. Incline down here. I could look it up, I got my computer up here. Incline down here. I want to know what that word incline means before I go any further. I know I'm over an hour, but I just want you to get it.
Feeling willingly
or favorable for. That's a good answer. That's a good. So you're going to have to do that in order to get over all the religion, you know, and all the stuff, all the riches we've been through, to really just let the word heal you. All right, he says, my son, attend to my word, incline thy ear to my saying, let them not depart from thy eyes. Now we know, I'm trying to close, but we know there's three things we got to do in order to have faith for help. Three things we got to let the Holy Spirit do. Open our ears, inner ear. Open our eyes, inner eye. Open our understanding, inner understanding. You find it in Matthew 13, where Jesus talked about the word. Because if not, oh my, the word that I'm teaching you will be stolen in 5 minutes. You go on like you've never been in this class. If you don't let the Holy Spirit open your eyes, open your ears, and open your heart, open your understanding, because write the scripture down. 1 Corinthians 2:9-10. 2 and 9 deal with the natural eye. I see your eyes now. I'm looking at some of your eyes. But he says, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered in the heart of man the things that God got prepared for them, for them that love him. God got help prepared for me. Say it. God has help prepared for me. See. But my natural eyes, my natural ears, my natural understanding can't get the help God has me. But you go to the 10th verse. 1 Corinthians 2:10, I want you all to attend to that word. But the Spirit reveals. So we're talking about all class. Listen. We're talking about health revelation. Right? We're talking about health revelation. We're talking about somewhere many people have never been in the church. Because the church know a whole lot about healing, but they don't know nothing about health. Now, as I say to you, Brother Copeland is watching what he eat. Dr. Dollar is watching what he eat. And Apostle Thompson is watching what he eat. And Brother Corbin and I, we're a little up in years over Dr. Dollar. I'm 75, I'll be Brother Corbin 85. All right? But we learned in the late years of our life, spiritually, we were preaching the word, laying hand on people, anointing people at all. We were sick too, though. You follow what I'm saying? But after God brought us into this revelation that he don't want just land on the hand and just all. He want help. He want his people to know the revelation of help. So you attend to the word, incline your ear, let them not depart from the eye, keep them in the midst of the heart. Look at verse 22. For their life unto those that what? What? Those that what? Find them. And help to some of their flesh. All their flesh. You see that? Now lift your hand, let's pray. Oh God, thank you for those who have tuned in, wise enough to tune in. I bless their lives. I pray for supernatural healing, supernatural health comes to all their bodies. I release the health angels around their homes, around their city, their states, wherever they are, their churches, their pastors. I release the health angel right now to begin to flow. And God, we thank you right now for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for it is finished. We thank you that we're working with a finished product here today, that we'll get many testimonies from many people around the world that they receive their health, their healing and their health. In Jesus' name, amen.